The cost of policing parades and protests, it's running into millions of pounds and there is no sign of an end. It's estimated that policing fairly small-scale protests in Belfast last weekend came to £200,000 just for one day. We're all watching this happen. We're all watching the money being spent. Then there's the Tweddle Loyalist Protest Camp in the north of the city. Figures released by the Justice Minister, David Ford, show that Tweddle policing costs are now in the region of £6 million. Minister Ford is with us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Spell this out to us, David. What are the costs and where are they coming from?
Well, you have given the figures. We know that policing parades and protests is extremely expensive. What people probably don't realise unless they live in that part of North Belfast is that the policing the protest at Tweddle is still costing over £40,000 every night.
How do you feel about that?
When I think of the priorities on the justice system, when I think of the work that needs to be done, when I think of what we could be spending money on in terms of neighbourhood policing, in terms of dealing with local crime, the kind of thing which worries people, work which is not being done because police officers are being diverted to police protests, it causes me considerable concern.
And the bill for policing flag protests and related trouble, the figure I have in front of me here, £22 million. That's for the first 4 months of the City Hall flag row. £22 million, David.
Well, don't say it to me with such a surprise, Stephen. I'm well aware of what the figures are. I'm also well aware of the fact that it's none of my associates who are causing the trouble on the streets, which is resulting in this. I do think there's something completely bizarre in those who claim their loyalty to the institutions of the state creating such difficulties for the police service.
Where's this money coming from?
Well, this money is currently coming from the policing budget. But what is clear is that there's other work that the police would like to be doing in terms of developing the work they do, which simply cannot be done because police officers are being diverted into this sort of duty. You will hear frequently of, for example, neighbourhood policing officers who have to take their turn in policing and protests, and that is a major drain on resources in areas right across Northern Ireland of work that should be done to enhance the cooperation with local people, to deal with smaller crimes and antisocial behaviour, the kind of things which we know from surveys cause concerns to people.
Are we getting any extra money to cover these costs?
At the moment, we have received no extra money towards these costs at all, and I think there's probably little likelihood of seeing any extra money.
Do you think we should get extra money from Westminster?
Sorry?
Do you think we should get extra money from Westminster?
Well, we saw additional money coming from the Treasury for this 4-year spending round period to deal with high-level security issues. There was obviously additional money came from Westminster and additional money came to the Department of Justice from the Department of Finance related to issues around the G8. But these protests at the moment are being regarded as normal policing and they're a drain on the policing budget, causing significant concern to the police and to the Department of Justice generally.
And David, are other departments having to take the hit from this spend as well, or is this just shared between you and the policing department?
Well, at the moment, the current arrangements since the devolution of justice has been that our budget is ring-fenced, to use the term. We're directly linked to the cost of the Ministry of Justice and the Home Office for England and Wales, and we don't feature in the normal executive budget setting. So in that sense, other departments are currently being spared for it. The justice system as a whole.
Okay. Obviously, we seem to have lost David Ford there. Let's see if we can get him back. Plenty of you calling on this already. Michael, morning, Michael.
Good morning. How are you?
Go ahead, Michael.
Well, I'll tell you what it is. You're all sitting there talking about how much this is going to cost. There's a simple logical reason how you end this. All right?
I'm listening, Michael.
If you organise an event across Europe, which needs police there, you have took it upon yourselves to call this event in. Therefore, you pay for the policing. I have won the many matches.
So you think protesters have to pay for their own protest? The policing of their own protest?
Yeah.
Well, what if you hadn't the ability to pay, if you couldn't afford it, then you're restricting their right to protest.
You're missing what I'm saying there. Nobody's restricting anyone's right. If you had listened to what I said, you would have picked the point up very clearly.
Well, I did listen to what you said.
Right. Well, If Manchester United organise a home match at Old Trafford, the policing has to be paid by Manchester United Football Club. They have organised an event. They have brought people in, which is going to need policing. Now, it doesn't matter whether it's Sinn Féin or loyalist protesters, no matter who it is, because you see, they had to pay for the event if you're organising it. There'll be nobody on the road.
Well, let me put the point to the Justice Minister, David Ford, who's back with us now. Is there any sense, David, in looking at a model in which protesters would have to start paying for the policing costs associated with their protest?
Well, I didn't hear the whole point that your caller made, but I think there are severe issues around civil liberties if we start to restrict parades or even protests because of the costs. But what I do believe we need is much more responsible leadership from those who are engaging in parades and protests to ensure that they reduce the costs. I mean, you quoted just one afternoon in Belfast city centre on Saturday costing over £200,000. That is the kind of issue which needs to be addressed. I'm not talking about regular traditional parades, which people accept happen. I'm talking about the significant increase in parades and protests that we've seen over the last year or so.
Yeah, they will, of course, point the finger back at you and say it was your party that brought down the flag at the City Hall.
Well, it was actually my party that put forward the compromise solution at Belfast City Hall, which respected the fact that Belfast is in the United Kingdom but is a divided city. It was the position between those who wanted flag all the time and no flag at all, and it was in line with normal policy in the majority of councils in England, Scotland and Wales.
Okay.
So that was a democratic decision arrived at in the interests of an honourable compromise.
Right. David, before you go this morning, front page news, Belfast Telegraph, an investigation into an MLA's claim that police assaulted his wife during a riot has found that it was actually him who struck his wife accidentally by the arm. There's video evidence to support this. This is the Ulster Unionist Party's Michael Copeland, who levelled a charge. I'm asking you in your capacity, obviously, as the Justice Minister. So he blames the police, very publicly blames the police for striking his wife, when actually it was him. He hit his wife accidentally. Do you think he should apologise to the police?
Well, I haven't seen the Ombudsman's report on the issue yet, so I'm not going to get into the basis of speaking solely on the basis of media reports. But I think there is probably a tendency, and I'm not just speaking about Michael Copeland, for a lot of people to point the finger at the police when the police are carrying out difficult duties under enormously trying circumstances. I think we need to look to ensure that public representatives in general don't do anything to make life more difficult for the police.